Good afternoon, good morning, good evening. Hi, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Heavenly Mind Podcast. You guys, I just want to say thank you for being here on this show. I know it's these are short and sweet. They're a little bit different. And I want to invite you, if you have yet to listen to my other podcast, the Figure Fit Lifestyle Coaching Podcast, that one is a combination of fitness, nutrition, yoga, spirituality, entrepreneurship. I do interviews over on that podcast. But this one here is all about helping you to create and live from a heavenly mind. And I wanted to come on today and talk to you about putting on new skins. New skin. Okay. And with an S on the end, new skins. Okay. So I was lying in bed one morning with an insurmountable to-do list and tasks that need to be done for me to really grow my business and expand my business in the way that I want to, in terms of helping more people and getting the word out about the missions that have been put on my heart and on my soul from Heavenly Mind. And you guys, this is, we're at the tip of the iceberg. There's so much here that I want to bring forth, that I am bringing forth, and that I have yet to bring forth. So sometimes it's like I don't have enough hours in the day and I want to do more, and I want to just get it all out. So I am just sometimes overwhelmed and stressed out by that. And then I have to look at it and I have to say, well, what is the number one thing that I can do that will move things forward right now? What's the next best step? And it's the same with Figure Fit, because technically these are two separate brands. Figure Fit is totally a fitness and health brand. And this one is mindset and habits and motivation and inspiration. And, you know, a lot of the times what I've realized and recognized, not only in myself, but in coaching thousands of people at the yoga studio, online, people have sent in questions about how do I get motivated? How do I get over my feelings? And, you know, so I realized that there is massive amounts of mindset and coaching that needs to be done. So that's where this podcast comes into play. So I really want to invite you to both. Make sure you're listening to both, because they're going to play off of each other very, very well. And a lot of these short concepts here on the Heavenly Mind Podcast are going to be really elaborated on in story over on the Figure Fit Podcast. You'll get more behind the scenes over there. Now today, this is just a very quick tip for you to take with you whenever you're feeling like crap, okay? One day, I was laying in bed, and I woke up at like 6. I didn't want to get up. And on my schedule, I had a morning walk. I had a morning meditation. I had a morning writing session to write my goals. I had a morning project to take care of. And I laid there for 3 hours in my bed. For 3 hours, just unwilling to get out and go do it. I was kind of in this depressive mind state, this feeling. Some things in my life were not going the way I had wanted them to go or expected them to go. And that was getting me down in my emotions. And I was thinking, you know, just thinking. And Mel Robbins' book, 5-4-3-2-1, Go, popped into my head. And I was like, I really need to do that right now. And on those days where I feel like this. So I, one day before this day, I actually went to Barnes & Noble's and I wanted to read her story about why she, where was she when she came up with this concept of 5-4-3-2-1, Go. And she was, I went in, I was so surprised because she described me in that moment. She couldn't get out of bed. She had an insurmountable amount of tasks that she had to get going to pay off bills, to pay off her house, to get kids around, and to take care of her own health, to stop drinking wine. And I was like, okay, she's like speaking my language. And she changed her life with this 5-4-3-2-1 go concept. And I was like, I really need to do that. And I'm just laying in bed thinking, I really need to do that. And then this popped into my head. Get out of these skins. And it was like, and it was just like, it's almost like my higher self, my consciousness said, shine a spotlight on how I was being in that moment. And in comparison to who I know I am, who I, you know, who shows up. Like, that's who I show up as every day. So I like to define myself as a high-flying, happy person. I have a strong vision. I know what I want to share with people, and I want to help people with their mindset, with their nutrition, with, you know, getting their body to a place they're happy with and where it's healthy. And I have these massive passions to serve and to help. And sometimes I am my own obstacle. I am in my own way. My feelings are in the way. And I heard about this book called Fuck Your Feelings. I don't even need to read the book to take that and apply it to my life. And I was just laying in bed really thinking about who I was being in that moment in bed. I was being a depressed person. I was being somebody who doesn't chase their goals. I was being somebody who isn't serving their main mission. I was being somebody who's not going to reach their goals. I was being somebody who is the total opposite of the person I know myself to be and the person I want people to know me for. I was in bed. I was depressed. And, you know, I sat there and I thought about the duality between the two quote unquote people that I, in my consciousness at that moment, was thinking of myself to be or not be. And I was like, I know myself as this high-flying, happy person who's passionate and loving. And why am I so depressed? Why is it hard for me to get out of bed right now? And when you sit there and you think about your life and all the stuff you have to do, it can be very, very easy to get overwhelmed and to think yourself into a funk where you're stuck. And what I know to be true is that thinking doesn't get us anywhere. Thinking compounds the problem. Action creates motivation that moves you forward. So that concept of Mel Robbins, 5-4-3-2-1, go, is phenomenal and absolutely needs to be applied in your life when you find yourself stuck. And I've talked about this in my podcast years ago, is that when you find yourself in a state like this, you have to go and do something to change your physiological state of being. And that would be like, get up. Whatever's happening, get up. Go do a walk. Go to scream out loud, really loud, and jump up and down just to change your energy. Flap your arms like a bird, as Tony Robbins says. Do anything you can to change your physiological state of being and what your body is feeling and experiencing in that moment. And so I know this. I've known this for a long time. And that Mel Robbins, 5-4-3-2-1, go, was like, okay, I know this too. And then that popped into my head about put on the new skins. You know, what skin are you wearing right now? It's kind of like clothes, you guys. Like, you change your clothes when you go home, you want the comfy clothes. And when you go to work, you put on nicer clothes or dress clothes, or you put on a uniform. That's the skin you're wearing for that day, okay, for lack of better terminology. But I like it because it's like, yes, it's the skin you're showing up in. It's the skin on your face. It's the smile or it's the frown. It's the light in your eyes or it's the emptiness in your eyes. Who are you showing up as? So today, I just want to encourage you to put on the new skins. Put on the skins of the person you want to be. And if this helps you, I want you to sit down and take a moment and write a note to yourself and think about the life, the ideal life that you want to have. And what did your future self have to do to get you there? What did you have to do to get yourself to that place? And from your future self, write this day, this current self, a note saying you did this, you did this, you did this, and you did this. And then read it to yourself often, and start to live from the behavior of that future self. Do the things that that future self is doing. Sorry about that. My podcast cut, or my phone, a reminder came on my phone and it cut my podcast off, my recording, and just completely stopped it. So I'm going to go ahead and wrap for now, but I want to invite you guys to come over to my website. Make sure you get on my newsletter list. It's listenerswiki.com. I've got 4 massive things that are launching right now in the new year and before the new year. First and foremost, it's an all-access pass to the Figure Fit program and everything that I've ever created, which is like for health and fitness, which is like 7 e-courses. Not only that, but you get all of the Figure Fit lifestyle program. So you get the workouts, the weightlifting workouts, the yoga videos, meditation, nutrition, coaching, nutrition planning, meal planning, recipes. You get a 21-day meditation guided experience. And one of the most coveted, amazing parts of the program that the members love is the online group and the coaching that they get from me right there in that page, and the accountability to themselves and to the new people that they meet in the Figure Fit community. This is like a brand new fitness family. People have made connections all over the United States and also in other places like France and Canada. We've had people from all over the world on the program. So I want to invite you to come over to my website, or even just head to figurefitlife.com, and you can get there too from that space. And you guys, there's so many things coming in the near future, from the Heavenly Mind e-course to a entrepreneurial playground where I'm coaching wannabe entrepreneurs on starting their businesses. And I call it a playground because this is something that I do for fun with my money, is wealth management. I have been stock trading for about a decade, and so many people have been asking me to coach them and to teach them what I know so that they too can start making money in the stock market. So that's another thing. And ladies, I've got something incredible for you. This is really for women or girls or teenagers who have really mainly more for women. But I am going to have a segment for teenage girls because they need this too so, so bad, which is going to be called The Goddess Manifesto. And this is a way of being whole, enough, valuable on your own, a total badass goddess. And this is a program I'm launching, so don't hesitate to get over to my newsletter so you can be a part of these programs, these retreats that are coming this summer, and that you can be in my community and I can help you reach all your goals. Anything I can help you get, I'm going to help you get. Whether it's nutrition, a fit body, starting a business, fixing your mindset so you feel happier in your own skin. You guys, this is my mission. So I'm so grateful that you're here, and I cannot wait to meet you in person. And also, you guys, thank you so much for sharing these episodes with people that you love, helping them to create their heavenly mind. All right. So much love to you. Ciao.